Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now you can text 51551. Bank of Ireland has introduced voluntary blocks on debit cards for customers who want to stop using gambling operators. The new card blocking feature can also block access to online casinos and slot machines and lottery websites and can be put in place after a customer request. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Wicklow GAA manager and ambassador for gamblingcare.ie, Oisin McConville, who himself is in recovery from gambling addiction. Oisin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Oh, my gosh, thanks.
Not too bad at all. I want to ask you about this. Can I ask you, first of all, because I know you were listening to the previous conversation, if you have a view on the Scorts controversy and what should be done?
I really was hoping you wouldn't ask me this question, Cormac.
Yeah, I can imagine, all right, because it's in the realm of, I think an awful lot of people are incredulous at this point.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think that's exactly the thing. I have a 6 year old who is starting to play a little bit of camogie, and I would not like to tell her that she could or could not wear a certain item when she went training. So, I think everybody is on the same page of this, or at least most people seem to be on the same page at this stage, in that. I think if the majority want to wear shorts, I think we should even have the choice there for women in order to do that. I think that's sort of where I come down on anything else.
Well, look, the Camogie Association, they say they took a democratic voter. They looked into this survey-wise and all that last year only, but perhaps they will look at it sooner than what was proposed up till now. Look, can I ask you about this? A voluntary block on debit cards for customers who want to stop using gambling platforms. What do you make of this from Bank of Ireland?
Yeah, no, I think it's a very positive thing. I think the most vulnerable in society will benefit massively from this. Those who are vulnerable around gambling. I mean, when I first heard of this about putting a block, I wasn't sure of the impact that it would have, but I think in no uncertain terms over the last number of months. I mean, Bank of Ireland only went live with this morning at 11 o'clock, and already there's been massive uptake. And I think anybody who wants to know, you know, how big of impact this will have, I think, you know, people want to take themselves out of harm's way. And I think this is one of the many ways through it. It's not the utopia. It's not the perfect solution for everything. But it's another, and I'll tell you another thing for me is that, you know, a lot of times when I speak on radio or speak on TV or newspaper articles or whatever it is, I'm pretty sure people will go, well, sure, he would say that anyway. Look at his past, look where he's come from. But I think when, you know, a banking institution like Bank of Ireland gets behind something like this, I think people sort of sit up and think, well, this must be significant. Yeah. Gambling must be a massive issue in society. And I think that's been proven over the last while with the RSI.
No doubt about it. And that's why they're doing it, they say. Anyway, they're saying it not only affects the customer itself who's making the request, but it also could affect the family and children and so on. I know you talked to Bank of Ireland. They told you there's a massive uptake on this already.
Already. And as I say, it only went live at 11 o'clock this morning. And I think you hit on something, you know, that is really pertinent at this stage. It's not just the person who's in addiction, it's the affected others. Now, I don't know if people want to be known as the affected others, but that person in addiction is affecting other people. And you can see that, you know, for every, they say stats will tell you, for every person that's addicted, it affects 10 other people.
Yeah.
Now, that's conservative, but certainly it's having such a knock-on effect.
Yeah, I'd love to know, because the customer, the person who's addicted, for want of a better word, or under the influence of gambling or whatever way you want to put it, they have to make the request to Bank of Ireland for this to kick in. Would you like to see, Oisin, all credit cards and credit facilities banned from all gambling operators?
I would. I think, you know, 90% of our gambling now is online. The sphere and demographic has changed. The access, you know, has changed. The accessibility, you know, the people that we once thought, well, you know, there's a certain person who fits the description of somebody who walks into a bookies, place a bet, but rip the script up. That's completely gone. As one of the biggest influxes into Gamblers Anonymous are women between the ages of 25 and 45. Like, who would have said that 10 years ago? So the gambling world has changed, and we need to move alongside it. I think this initiative in particular, you know, is at the forefront of where we need to be.
Yeah, and we were looking at figures in the office earlier on from the ESRI in 2023 now. They said 1 in 30 people in the country suffer from problem gambling. So there you go. There's it's quite prevalent, quite commonplace, and you're not on your own for sure. And if you've been affected in any way by this conversation, there is help at rte.ie/helplines. But Oisin McConville, Wicklow GA manager and an ambassador for gamblingcare.ie, thank you very much indeed for joining us.